Wir haben zum Rechnen Gimmel, Sif Gimmel. Hamaskin Baboikam, some of my seven Shabbos morning, the Rosh Ikdicho Tavshiloi, and he sees the Tavshil that was Al Haish called Halaylom, and this is speaking about the fact that Kira She'enei Grufo Ktumeh, it was on the flames the whole night, and it got pretty dried out. V'yorei, and he's afraid, pen yakdiach yoiser. That means it's going to remain there. This is in the morning. So what is the cholin going to look like after he comes home from shul? Will be a crisp. So there's an answer what to do. Yochel lohosel, he'll lift up the pot that the tavshil is in. Lahani ulahaniach kedeiro yishona reikonis al piyakiro. He'll take an empty old pot. We'll see why he needs an old pot, an old klicheres. And he'll put that on top of the kiro. There's this empty pot. Vooz, he puts it upside down. Vooz yosim hakedeiro shatavshul besoicho al gabe hakedeiro reikonis. And then the pot, which was on the eish the whole night, and he was afraid it's going to dry out completely. So since he put this kedeiro reikonis over the opening of the kiro, so this will zicher minimize the heat coming up from the kiro. And he puts this on top, the cholent part, he puts on top of this kedeiro reikonis. V'yizoyer, and he should be careful, shlo yosim kedeirosoi al gabi karke. The first kedeiro, which was on the kire, he should be careful that he should not put it down on the karke. And it should still be hot when he puts it over the kedeiro reikonis. And the remosa shanoigim lahokel af im nesona al gabi karke. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll elaborate a little on the loche, what it says in this sif. Yishona, he should put down. We want to make a hefsik between the kiro and the tavshul. So we take a empty pot, but this pot should be yishono, should be an old pot. So what's the inyan of an old pot? Avol chadosha also, but if this is a new pot, so then you're not allowed to put a new pot, a new kli cheres, which was never used. The mislabein al yedei hachoim, because this new pot, when it comes in contact now with the heat, will become stronger, will become, that means there will be a tikkun in the pot through the heat that's coming in. Venasis kli gemur al yedeze. So by him putting on this kli chadosha over the opening in the kirim, will be misakin a keli. He wants to save his sholent, which is a very good intention. But if he'll take a new pot, so Mamele, he'll be Mechalo Shabbos because the first time a new pot comes in contact with heat on the flame, the heat coming from a flame, it is Mechazik it. So Mi'eva helps Tikkun Mone.
It's only the first time?
The first time it seems. Uvekdele Shalonu, our pot shikvar nigmar tikunam basiyoson besanu shal yoitzrin. Our pots, which come from a factory and they're already put into a kiln and they're Efshir sheyesh lahakil b'mokim atchak. It's also a machloikis in this. If the afal became the first time it's put over a flame, could be there is some tick on them. So he is, it's not so poshut, but b'shas atchak, one could be meko. Zeikonis, now, what is he, why is he putting a reikonis, a ktera reikonis? The imyia botavshu, if the new party is putting in that he wants to make this should be a barrier for the tavshu, which is drying out, and they'll put in a new part with a tamshul also la sima la kira machmosa gufo. So you're not allowed, we're speaking about a kira she'eino gufo k'tumo. So you're not allowed to put on a kira she'eino gufo k'tumo a part with food. So Mamela, so you can't put on a pot with food. That's why the Mechaber says, because that's Chazorin. Chazorin is also on the Ein Grufo Ktume. So that's why he says you have to make sure this pot is empty, so there's no Chazorin being done with the underneath pot. Al Pi Hakiro. So what do you do? The Kiro was open. It was Aina Grufo Ktuma. Now he had a problem. Can't leave the cholent where it is because it's going to dry up. So he wants to make a barrier and then put the with a kilo, a kidero reconis. And then he's going to put this new part on top of this, on top of the kidero reconis. So he says, the havelo kiro kigrufo uktumo. Now, this is a mouthful that he's saying over here. He's saying as follows, that in reality, he's going to make chazore. He's going to make chazore. He's taking the first part. He took it off. And he's going to make chazore again. And I want to put it back on the kira, but it won't be so hot because there's a kibelo reikonis. But he's making now chazore. Chazore is only permissible if it's a grufo ktume. The problem over here was it was not a grufo ktume. So he says, this bottom kibelo, this empty kibelo, which was turned upside down, makes it like a ketuma. It's just like if you cover the coals with ashes, it's a ketuma. So by putting over this here, you have a kilo, the fire is underneath. He's not doing anything with the fire at Shabbos. There's an opening over the fire, which there was a pot on that opening the whole Shabbos. And now he's taking an empty pot, he's covering the opening with empty pot. So this is equivalent to making it a ktuma. Now the fire is covered. We'll elaborate soon about this. Sharei hakdeiro soisemes asfi akiro, because now this empty pot is covering the opening of the kira, so now it's equivalent to ktume. Umemele, and now that it is a ktume, muta achakach losumele hakdeiro shetapshu mishusaycha. Now you can put the pot that he just took off, and he wants to make chazara, so now he can make chazara because I just accomplished that this kira became a ktuma. Like we learned before, the chazara agabi grufo ktuma muta. Now, we just have to understand, we said a mouthful in what he just said now, and let's just explain what the Chiddush is, and then the Mishnah will continue. We understood the gather of Ktuma was He's sprinkling ashes over the coals. He's doing something to the coals to minimize the heat that the coals give out. So that's called as a hadas, a heker, that he won't be mechatan the coals. So that was, either was goof, he took out the coals, or he covered the coals with ashes that minimized the heat coming out from the coals. Here, he didn't do this. The coals are still burning very nicely, but he put over the opening, he put an upside-down pot. And so now the ash from underneath is not directly under the kededer. There's something that's covering the ash, and this makes it a ketubah. This makes it a ketubah. Now, we will just continue. Fine. Ulefiza. So now, if we assume that putting a barrier over the cholol of the kededer, that makes it a ketubah. Ulefiza, who adin gam betanurim shalonu, are ovens. She'esh besoicho, there's a fire in the oven. Gam ken shori litein lemailo agabe mazivo sha'ala tanu. That means there was an oven that they used to bake with. And there was, over the oven, there was a covering. And this came with every oven. Every oven that they baked in, there was a maziva, a covering over the oven. So it comes out, this covering is equivalent to this kedeira rechonis, that it is separating the ash from the kedeira, which is over it. So all our tanurim, which they only used to bake in, they used to bake with these tanurim inside. So we can put a kedeira on top of it. Kimin shamazima, this covering, every time that came with this, mavsik bein a kedeira uvein ha'ash. So that's good. I can learn this out from over here. Luhu adin, a second case, shenoisein lesoich ha-kochlin shebetano. Now, kochlin shebetano means, we're speaking about now a different type of an oven that the essential usage of the oven was to give out heat. And in this oven, there were compartments and you can warm something on top of it. That means it wasn't exposed, it was an oven which was essentially used to heat up the room. But in this oven, over it, there was a compartment and the side there was a compartment. You could put the things in there to warm up. So again, the food that you put there is not exposed to the ash. The ash is covered. Shemitano. Fine. We'll go further, and then we'll start explaining. Ochein. This is the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham, when he saw the halacha we just learned now, that an upside-down kedeira reikonis is good. So he said, so when the tanner is with your maziv on the top, the kochlin shebetana, ochein b'maril isa de tzorech lahamsig shom al ha-mazivam, the maril says, that what I said by a tanner, you can put it directly over the roof of the tanner, the covering of the tanner. He said, no, that's not good. He has to put an ace. That this should be a heker, the yosim akideira oleho. Right. So now, let us just say what we said now. We had aloche akideira rekonis is good. The Magen Avraham said, "Oh, if a Kneger Egon is good, so a Maziva over a Tano, every Tano came with this covering, is also good." And then he brings the Maril says, the Maril says it's no good. You have to put something over the Maziva. So let us just elaborate for a few minutes what's flying over here, what happened over here. There's a Moyadik base mayor. The base mayor asks Akasha on the Magen Avraham. When we started learning Siman Reish Nun Gimel, we learned that you have to, by Akira, you have to make it true for Ktume, or for Chazon, you have to make it true for Ktume, or for Shia, you have to make it true for Ktume. Well, like this, it's also to put on the Kira. So there's a Bir Aloch in the beginning of Reish Nun Gimel that asks a pertinent question. The Kiris Bizman Chazal, this was a stove with two openings. There were covers on this Kira. That means they came with a cover. You could put a cover over the opening and put the pot over the cover. Result, the Bira, and so when we're speaking about a kire, we're speaking about a kire, that is the fire inside the kire, there's an opening, and there's a cover that covers the opening, and you put the pot on top of the cover, and this is also. Listen, yeah, this is a kira. Every kira came with a cover. Came with a cover. And it says you need glue for Ktumah. So it seems this cover that you put over the opening, that doesn't help anything. We'll see why soon, but it doesn't help. Doesn't help. And here the Magen Avraham comes, he says, you know, our tanurim, where there's a covering over the tanurim, the maziva covering, you put it on top, it's good. So the Beis Meir says, I don't understand, what are you talking about? Every kira has a cover, and it's no good. That's how the kira comes. That's not a hecker. That's a, you put the pot on top of the cover, but if you didn't do anything to the coals, that's called Einiglu for Ktumah. This covering is nothing. So all of a sudden, the bomb says, oh, we can put a pot over the maziva, over the tanuk. So the Beis Meir, he doesn't understand. He says, the Maril, he understands very good. The Maril says, you can't be saying on this maziva. You have to put something on top of the maziva to make a hacker. But the maziva alone, which is an intrinsic chelik of the tano, that doesn't do anything. Now what the Mechaber said, you took a pot and put it upside down. That's a hecker. That you did something. But the top of the maziva of a tano, that's nothing. So he asks on the Magen Avraham. He doesn't understand the Magen Avraham, and the Maril understands very well. Now, there is a machloikis which is very much negeya, which is our blech. We put down a blech. He put down a blech over the fire in Sholem al Yisrael. So the shaila is, what is our blech different than this covering of the kira? The kira also has a cover over it. It's not connected. You put it those covers, cover over the opening of the kira. You put it on, you put the pot on top of it, and over this covering, it covered the hole, and put the pot on top of it, and then that doesn't help anything. Why does a blech help? So, the Chazaynish holds lahaloche. The Mesabarim Vayum doesn't pass like the Chazaynish. A blech doesn't help. A blech is just like the stuttering of the kid. That what in Shulchan Aruch, it said a pot? This is a hecker. Number one, the pot is upside down. It's over the kira. There's a space between. I did something between. That means the covering of the kira was This was the level of the Kiddush. The fire is coming up, so you put a pot on top of it, that's nothing. You put an upside-down pot, it says, no, that's a heckler. There's a big space in between. It's minimizing the heat. No one ever cooks like that. Who cooks? If you have a fire that needs to take an upside-down pot, you don't cook like that. So it's not that official. And then this is the heckler. You won't come to the machat. And that's what we're speaking about. What was the Mogen Avraham speaking about? The Mogen Avraham, he holds the blessing is no good. Period. Blech is no good. That's what he holds. But what is the Mogen Avraham speaking about? He says the Mogen Avraham is speaking about Atano. He says you should know there's a major difference between Atano and Akira. Akira was a receptacle was that had two, you used to use it in two ways on them. There was a fire inside. Used to cook inside. You could put a pot inside if you want. And then there was these two openings, and you can put the pot on top of the opening. And that's how you used to cook. So you used to cook from the openings, you used to cook from the inside. That was the dough. You should cook like that. The Mogen Avraham was speaking about a tano was a mezibah. This was a tano that the sole purpose of the tano was to make inside of it. And so, the covering, there was a mezibah covering that covered the tano, was a thick mezibah. And there you couldn't cook over the mezibah. But there was some heat coming out of the mezibah. But you can warm something up there. So the Mogen Avraham held that is sufficient. That is also accurate. No one cooks on there. And the amount of heat that is over the mezibah is very minimum. It only accomplishes that the food can remain warm. So this, the Mogen Avraham, compared to a container reconis. That means there's a similarity. No one cooks over a container reconis. The heat that penetrates the container reconis is not too strong because the container reconis is mafsi. So then this has, it's similar to Gruvork. Perhaps the terminology is not good. It should be called smiche. It's, this is not similar to Akira. So that was the comparison that the Mogen Avraham made to our halacha. But a blach is no good. That's what that's the shikas achazenish. The minik ha'olam that we are saying mechana blach. So there's a tshuva for Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe, so we have to understand what is a blach different than this cover over the kira. This was the Chazanish's kasha. You had a cover, you put the pot on top of the cover, and then that's called Einigruf or Ketumah. That is a problem, which is a Mogenic problem. So Rav Moshe says as follows. Rav Moshe says, you have to understand one thing. When the kira of Chazal, when they cooked on top of the kira, what was the purpose of this covering? Since you know what the purpose of this covering was? The purpose of this covering was there was no thermostat. You couldn't control the heat on the... You had to make a fire in the kira. You couldn't make a fire that's a small fire. You had to make a big fire. And then they couldn't control the level of the heat in the kira. So the covering of the kira was to help you cook over the kira. I have a big fire inside the kira. I want to cook something not such a big fire. So there was a cover over the kira. Every kira came with, every sophisticated kira came with a cover. And the purpose of the cover was that you should be able to cook something not such on a strong heat. And you needed this because you can never adjust the heat properly. Bisman Chazal. So that's how you cooked. So that's not the hecker. There's a cover on it. The seichel is a cover. A wig is also a cover. That's not a hecker. It shouldn't be mechatzes. That's not a hecker. It's not that mishal. I cook like this all week. I want something that shouldn't burn. I put the cover on. That's no hecker. Just a motion. But on our stoves, we have a knob. If you want to make a small flame, you know what you do? You just turn the knob. You make it a little smaller. Who puts a blech? Why do you need a blech for? There's no reason for a blech. That's what the Moshe time is. So Memela, you know, so the blech is this, and that is, that's scratching my head. What is blech? So this is a ruler to minimize the heat, which is not normally done. If you want to minimize the heat, you turn down the knob. This is so this is similar to Ktumah. This is something different. And this is some Amela. That is how we are Soymach on a blech. So it makes it Ktumah or Ktumah just like ashes over an ash. This is a Pula to minimize the heat. And it's not the Derech Bishul. So this is also, so that's how the Moshe explains. A blech. Okay, so now, but now we have over here the Chazanish holds not like that. God, they bring down from the Chazanish, but if you're going to make a blech with like an upside down pot, like got such a blech with walls and you put it over, so then that's an upside down pot. So then it's mutter. But like this, a normal blech, he did not hold off.
He cook.
What?
What did he cook?
When? Shabbos?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he did. He made sure that it should be Kemacho ben Rasoi before Shabbos, and he didn't make Chazorah. The only way he made Chazorah, we'll see later how he made Chazorah. He didn't make Chazorah. He couldn't make Chazorah. And so we'll see later and see Fay how to make Chazorah. Okay. So Al Kaponim we have over here a Machlokes among the Avraham and the Maril. ואין במוגן אברום וסויף סימן ראש נונטס בדין הישייה ועתמונה שהתיק כאן כן כמריל. There he brings down the מריל that over the מזי you should put another דף. ומאש משום די די הקר דובר המאמסיק but from that מוגן אברום it would seem a bigger חידיש that if you put this over the מזיבה Mutter afilo lite lechatchile b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put afilo lechatchile b'Shabbos, which is a moire de kechidish. That means what we know so far, what we learned so far, according to our ideas, to put something Shabbos on a kira l'skruv k'tume, it's only mutter chazole. That means it was there before. You took it off, and you had it was all. You had a whole bunch of conditions, and you had kavanah to put it back again, and you're still holding it. Then hazorah is mutter, but to put something on a kira, a bilus group of ktume in Shabbos that wasn't on the kira before, we never had such a thing. And the Magen Avraham says over there that if you put this daf, so that's also mutter. Mutter afilo lichtan chatchila b'Shabbos. V'ayin b'chidushi Rabbi Kivei Gershom. Rabbi Kivei Gershom, the Magen Avraham, he doesn't understand this. Where did the Magen Avraham get a heter to put something that was not on the kira before Shabbos to put it in Shabbos? Rabbi Kivei Gershom by Tzachim. Fine. Okay. So this is, we're talking about these in Yonim. That whatever we're speaking about, that it's not cold. The Elab Hochi also Mishul Mishul. That means if we're talking about a liquid that got cold, also Mishul Mishul, Yuchal Ischamim Sheyad Seledis. But now, so now, what did we have for them? That means that this din, well, what did we accomplish? He woke up The chont is burning, so he wanted to make it grufo k'tume, or better than grufo k'tume. So he put this k'beira, reconis, but this is only accomplishing that now you can make chazore. It's now equivalent to grufo k'tume. So, but he can't put it on the ground. If you put it on the ground, well, but then it's chazore. Vishetiya number one and number two, Shetiya Reishachas, I love Mishaburas in Cotton and Balance, the Nogulahokum Lainitstana Legamri. That means we hear this before, we can have it in the next thief also, that there's a machlikis, the machaber and the remor. If you have a liquid that is not Yatse lettuce, was once cooked and now it's not Yatse lettuce. So the Mechaba Paskins, Yesh, Mishalach, and Mishal, you're not allowed to make in Yatse lettuce. It's called, it became bottle, the Mishal, and you're not allowed to make in Yatse lettuce. And the Zamor says that as long as it's warm, it's good. So Memele, so that with the Shetira Isachas is according to the Mechaba. But we said, according to the Gemara, you don't have to be afraid as long as it's warm. Steve's Dalit, Yesh Limchois. Now the Mechabo says we should protest. We should not permit Biyad Anoigim Lahatmin Bimboid Yoim Kumkum Shalmayim Chamim. The nice name Oiko the Soy Akdelo Bishamis, Kshatam Shul Mitzvamek. That means if the Tavshul got dry, so people put away before Shabbos their matmin Akdelo of Chamin. That means, let's see what they did. They cooked up water before Shabbos. They covered it with blankets, and this water was hot. And now, when they took off the cholent in Shabbos, they took it off. It's not alaish now. And but they see it's a very dry cholent, so they have this hot water. So they pour the hot water into the, to mix it up together with the cholent, and shalom al-yisrael. So it shouldn't be so dry. So he says, this is not proper. Now let us see what's so wrong with this. Hanoigim lahakmin, rotsa loima, shemechinim miboigyoin mayim chamin. They prepare hot water. Pen yitzar lares oisal letoy hatav, so maybe it got too dry. We're not pouring al ha'esh, we're pouring now it's got too dry, so they have this hot water to pour in. So why is he not permitting this? The pomim echo the yatzel at this boy. Veisheni ein hayatzel at this boy. Could be, now again, the mechabel ishitosei that holds, if you have a liquid that became less than yatzel at this, and let's say the chumra yatzei levis is 160, so if it became less than 160, it could be it's not called yatzei levis. So if you're going to mix it up, and who knows that both of them are yatzei levis, could be the pomim echad the yatzei levis by misheni ein the yatzei levis by shemare echad lechaveri mispashel mizeim zeh. Right. So that's why the Mechaber says, don't do this. Dry cholent to him, dry cholent to her. But if you're going to, the only way you're going to make your cholent more watery is by your matmin water. Who knows if that water will still remain yatzei levis? You'll come to be Mechalo Shabbos. Good, that was the Mechaba. The Mechaba had all rights to protest, because the Mechaba holds if you have a liquid that became less than Yatzei Ledes, so the Mechaba holds his Mishal, Yesh Mishal Acha Mishal. The Levi, Mashi, Yavu, Lekama, Besimin, Shin, Yotras, Siv, Tazmo, Bagor, Dana, Noigim, Kapoiskim, Dimloin, Itzkana, Legamri, Afila, Bedovolach, Ein, Beishu, Ein, Beishim, Mishaloi. We hold that as long as it's not completely cold, there's some warmth left in the liquid. We say ein bishalach habishul. In Cain, so this problem, what the Mechaba had, in by us, it's not Negev. I feel in Mechadena Yatzel and this boy, the Yitzchama made the Taruv is come Cain Shoris. I feel in one who got cooled off a little bit, is that nicht gefährlich. The Cain who meisten b'chol yoyim. So this Lashon we say now is a Lashon of the Prima Godem. He says, we are not, we do this every Shabbos, we do this. Of course, we're not afraid of this Chumra, because we're not knowing like the Mechaba. Shenoisnim l'soy ha-ko'oro kitnius. They used to have two pots cooking on the flame. One pot was beans with juice. That was the cholent. Then another pot with meat and gravy. Right, two pots. Then, what did they do? They wanted to, so after they took one pot, they let's say the pot with beans, and they put the beans with the juice on one plate. Right? Then they took the second pot with the hot meat gravy and poured it on the beans and the juice of the juice of the beans. That's what they used to do. So now let us just understand. So the liquid of the kidney is, it was already in the cliche, in the cooled off. And according to the Mechaba, he could still cook it. If it came into a cliché, according to the Mechaba, he can cook it already because it's a cliché. And we do like this. We do like this every Shabbos. So we don't like it like the Mechaba. We pass it like the Ramah. This is what the Prima Godma says. V'cheinu meisim b'chol yoyim. Sh'neisim l'soy ha'kore kidneys. You put in the plate kidneys beans with juice in it. Then you take the second pot and you put that has meat and gravy on it. The juice of the kidney is in the klisheini. And you're pouring from a klisheini, a pot that was taken off the fire. Havel abishul. Hello. And according to the Mechaba, if a person would do this, he's a Mechalo Shabbos, according to the Mechaba. Hello, Koch, but we all do this. The Ashkenazim do this, Al Kaponim. Hello, Koch, the Kivin, Shalay Nitzavu, and Gamu, and they shach by Bishop. The Amshir, Shalay Zek, Kivin, the Ramor, the Mashek, Kosab, Ayin, Lakama, Besim, and Shin Yud Ches. That means that we just learned the Mechaba said one should protest because an hoge, that they put away water, And to make the cholent more liquidy, then it could very well be the water is not yet say lettuce. So he protested. So the Ramah said, "Vayin lekam and simin shin yotres." So what does the Ramah mean to say? The Ramah means to say, "Oh, that's for the Sfardim, for us Ashkenazim, it's not kefela, you know, to be more. That is pshat." We Ashkenazim, we have the Ramah and finished, and we hold a Mishal Achamishal if it's still warm. Also, I won't protest. But this minig here, it's a minig, a limchais, you can do it, I won't. But it is not kedai to do this. It seems the Morgan of Rome was chayish. For the Shitas HaMechano, that even though it's still warm, there's still a din bishul. So the Morgan Avraham said, This minute that we have two pots. One pot we have the cooking kidneys with juice, and the other pot we have meat. And the minute is we pour from the gravy on the kidneys, and we don't bat an eyelash because we hold that the liquid of the kidneys, even though it's a cliche name. So the Magen Avraham says, Tov yoisa linek shalei lareis aroischim in aklirishim lekora almasha besoichai ki im bechav. That means, take out with a ladle. So what did you hejmol, what did you accomplish with a ladle? Oh, a ladle is a cliche already. So mate, when you put a ladle in the cliche, so it's a cliche, so shalom myself. So the juice in the plate is a cliche. The juice from the meat is a cliche. Take a ladle and be yitzel l'chol adeyes. So it seems the Magen Avraham, even though it said the L'chayre, the Minhag Olam was, we make it like the Ramah, the Magen Avraham says, Ein Limcha is part of it, preferable this way. Ve'im ha-kidneyes ima amerek shebekore nitztane legamri, he says, well, what is, listen, here we're talking about frumkeiten, the kidneys are still warm, the juice of the kidneys is still warm. So here, the Ramah says it's mutter, the Mechaber says it's osa. So here we're talking about frumkeiten. He says, if it got cold, if it got cold, we're not speaking about frumkeiten anymore. Bevada yesh midina lizoir. Then shaloi lishbech alei miklirishim kimla yivesha. That means if it's cold, so then everyone knows yesh bishalacha bishul benova lach. If it's cold, so this is a very good thing to use a ladle.